Davavam a days. The She'enla Shalosh Tfanos. So the Mishnah mentions various halachos regarding Sukkah. The first halacha, Gevola Malmes Ma'am Psula, Rida Machshir, we discussed that inyan. She'enigvar Asar Tfachim, we discussed that inyan. The Gemara continues with the next part of the Mishnah, the halacha that a Sukkah has to have three walls. Talk to Gemara. Tanu Rabbana. So it says in the Mishnah, Engel Shalosh Tfanos, exactly how does that play out? What does that exactly mean? It says the Braisa, Shtayim Kilchasan, Ushlishis Afilu Tefach. Rab Shimon Omer, Shalosh Kilchasan, Urvias Afilu Tefach. So the Braisa quotes the Machlokes regarding the amount of Tfanos of the Sukkah. And we here we see that you can have one wall that can be only a Tefach. Exactly how many tfanos are required sacha kol. So the Tanakhama says shtayim kihuchasan. Lashna braisa shtayim kihuchasan. What does that mean? Zakt Rashi. We say shtayim kihuchasan, zakt Rashi, in what position? Mizrachis utzvonis kmin gam. That's a Greek letter, and it means that you're talking it, like a right angle. In other words, one run right samach to the other. Like the picture, Odromis Maravis. So that goes into the word Kilchasan. You see in Rashi, you have to see more about this, Behemshach HaGemara. Part of what Kilchasan implies is that they're at right angles, they're mamish connected to each other, what the Rishonim refer to as Arevan, as we'll see later in the Sugya. That the Shtayim to be positioned in such a way that one is right next to the other. What else does Kilchasan mean? Says Rashi, Kishir Meshach Sukkah. Which would mean, in other words, the Shir of Zayin Tfachim. So that is the Kilchasan. Exactly how many have to be Kilchasan? Says the Tanakhama holds Shtayim Kilchasan, which reaches a few Tefach. And that would be the Pshat in the Mishnah, Engel Shalosh Tfanos. It's really not Shalosh Tfanos, it's Shtayim. And the third one being a Tefach, the third Dofen has a difference in halacha than the other two, than the first two that are kamin gam. Rav Shimon says that you need three. This is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is saying three, meaning two plus the third one being a tefach. Shimon says shalosh kilchasan urbisafil tefach. In other words, you really need dalad tefanos. But again, the halacha that we have that one of the tefanos can be a tefach. So the Gemara has now presenting four different mahalchim. At least initially four, then we have another point with Rav Shimon, but initially four mahalchim in explaining the machlokes between Tanakhama and Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, b'maykam ifrigi, what's the machlokes here as far as whether it's two tfanos and then one with the tefach, shtayim kilchasan, shlash yisafil tefach, or shalosh kilchasan, which is a fil tefach. Says the Gemara, at first, Rabbanan Savri, yesh eim lamasores, Rav Shimon Savar, yesh eim lamikra. What's the Iker? Is the Iker the Masoros, meaning the Iker, as we'll see in Rashi? Is the Masoros the Iker, or is the Mikra the Iker? And the Gemara explains. Rabbanan Savri, Yesh Eim La Masoros, that we follow the Ksiv, the Masoros meaning the way that it's, everything is of course Masoros, the way it's written is also, but Masoros means the Ksiv. And therefore we have the following three words in the Pasuk, two of which are written Chaseva, Basukas, Basukas, Basukos. The Pasuk says Basukos, Tefer Shivas Yamim, Ko Ezach B'Yisro Yeshu Basukos, and Iman Yudhu Sechem, Ki Basukos Hoshav, Tiyas B'nei Yisrael. The third one is written Malek, the first two are written Chaser. So if we go with Yeshim and Masores, then we look at the Chaser Basukas as one, and then again one, and then the Basukos is two Harikan Arba. So if you go with Masoros, then you have a total number of four, and this is now going to be darshit as follows: Dal chad l'gufe. So one is needed just to tell me the very halacha itself, for itself. That's not going to be able to talk to the tfanos yet. Again, the gufe. Pashul tuasa. So now you're remaining with three. So now we have three. Shtayim kilchasan. So if you have three to work with, so now you have the halacha that's going to establish that the third dofin can be a tefach. because that's clear that the halacha is coming a gareya to take away what you would have said. You need a full, the full length of the of that one wall. So we say that one of them can be a tefach, and that would be the third one. That's the way it comes out according to the Rabbanan. Rav Shimon Savar Yesh Im LaMikra. He goes after the Kri, and therefore we look at each word with the Mole, which is the way it's read. So Basukos, 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 Avikan Shesh. So again, Dalchad Kro L'Gufe. One Pasuk is not to be darshan, that's you need it for itself. Gepashtas, that means that's the very definition of Sukkah. Pashtu Arba. So now you're remaining with the number four. Shalosh Kilchasan. So we say three of them have to be the full length. Asayilchasa vigarase revius vukmisa tefach. So the halacha would now relate to the fourth wall. So therefore, that's what Shimon ends up with, three walls, Kilchasan, and one afilu tefach. That's the first suggestion. Let's go through just the various possibilities, then we'll look at Rashi and we'll make more things. Let's see. The Iba Yisema. Second possibility is the Kulyama Yeshem Mikra. Now, everybody holds that we go after the Kri, Yeshem Mikra. So therefore, we're starting out with how much? With six. Good. This is the Machokas. Marsavar. So now, when you have six, right away you say Chad Lugufe. So now you're going to be left with four. So beforehand we said if that's the case, you should really say, so then it's going to be three walls and the fees of Yotefach. But why is it that the Chum say, Shtayim Kilchasan? Because of the following issues. Ma'asav eschacha ba'yikra. Ma'asav eschacha lo ba'yikra. That means to say that the Chachamim hold that even after you have the Chad Kro L'Gufe, now you're working with four, but you can't automatically say that means four, three walls, and one afil tefach, because one of the number four is going to go on Shach. Shach HaBayikra. Not the whole word, but the number, one of the numbers, right? As pointed out, the Maram, the Ritva, it doesn't mean you can take one Basukos going on Shach. The number four, so now number four is going to sign, one of those is going to go on Shach, and now I'm left with three, and then from the three, the halacha is going to tell me that the third one can be afilu tefach, and of Shimon says Shach lo ba'yikra, and therefore, what do I have to work with? I have number four to work with, three, kilchasan, and the vis afilu tefach. So this needs a hesber. Why? Who do we understand better? What's the pshat? Why schacha lo ba'yikra? Obvious. Rashi already says, because that's the mashmaos ha-pasuk. We said chad is l'gufe, right? So what's chad l'gufe mean? The etzim fact that you need to have a sukkah. So if you have to have a sukkah, what does that already suggest? That you have schach. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the manda om schacha lo ba'yikra. That's Rav Shimon. The mashmusa d'gufe nafka the sukkah below schach lo mikri. Not called sukkah without schach. So the pella is, what's the pshat of Mar Sava Schacha Bayikra? If you already have Chad L'Gufe, so what would it mean to say, and you're still now from the four, you're going to use one to refer to the Schach. I already have that from the fact that you need one L'Gufe. That's the kasha that has to be addressed. So the Ran, not here, but the Ran in Sanhedrin, Chlisha in Sanhedrin, raises this question, or Choner, he quotes it. I made a copy, but I'll read you the Lashon of the Ran. If you tell me schacha baikra, utfanas nami baikra, right? In other words, you're using now the numbers to go on schach and on tfanas. So then, imkena hu kradu gufe mayash meina. So what would gufe mean? If you're only getting schach and tfanas from the later, from the. After you get Lugufi, now you have the number four. You took one, you had six, right? You had Ish Emo Mikra. You took one Lugufi. So now you're left with the number four, and now from the four you're going to say Schach and three walls, and then one of the walls, it can be a Tefach. But then what was Lugufi? If he didn't know walls, he didn't know Schach. So what was Lugufi? What would it mean? V'chi ayinu sburim shenase sukkah im lo mischach utfanos. What would you think? What is a sukkah? You don't have walls, you don't have tzach. What does sukkah mean? The Al-Kachach says the Ran, Mikra de Lugufe Nishma Oschach Otfanos. So you're going to have to already use the Lugufe to tell me something. Upashul Chad Sukkah. So then you have an extra sukkah, then why are you saying that you only have three walls to work with? You already used up one in the Lugufe. They already gave you one. That's the Kash, obvious Kash of Shat. So here the Ran answers, the Yishlomar, hear the words. The krode lugufe lo ashmiinon ela shenasa aschach al dalad kundesin. So if you had lugufe, and you don't have yet the numbers that come after that, so what would that say? I don't know tfanos. So what do I know? I know schach. But what would that mean? Therefore, if I don't need walls, so then I'd have four poles, no walls, and then on top of the four poles, a canopy, I'd have schach. Good. So that much I would see. Now I have the numbers that follow. Now I say, and schach ba'yikra. So now from the number four, I use one for schach. Now it doesn't mean that I need schach. Is that everything I knew from Lugufe? Four poles and schach. But what is the schach ba'yikra mean for the Rabbanan? Ukra de schach, asi shelo ye schach min ha'asui, velo midavar ha'pasu schach. That relates to what? To prate dinim of the schach. That the schach should not be min ha'asui. It can't be made in a mela. Tasev lo min ha'asui. It can't be made. It has to be an asiya on the schach. And it can't be from something which is pasul. Ushar mikros asu utfanus. That's the Ran's teretz. Let's understand this. L'chora, what is he saying? The etzem fact that you need schach, that's in the Lugufe. But when we say schacha ba'ikra, when you're taking one of the numbers of the four and using it for schach, it has to do with two halachas that he mentions regarding schach, that the schach cannot be min ha'asui, and it cannot be from something which is disqualified as material for schach. A very difficult answer, no? Why? Aruch Lener wonders, what's difficult?
Well, with the schach before the dinim.
What's difficult? Teaching. These two dinim, what?
We
these two dinim have special makoros where you learn them from. These two dinim are derived from halachos. Tasa v'lomanasa, that's how we know that you have to have the schach with an asiya. It can't be that you choted begadish and there wasn't even a tefach of schach, and basically what you did was through carving out the area below the top layer, memela, you have schach. No, you need an asiya and the schach. So that's a halacha, tasa, chagasukos tasalacha, pasuk and parshas ve'ei. So too the drasha that you need schach that's made from soas goren v'yekev, that's enu makabel tuma, that's gedua min ha'aretz, that's not mechuber, it's from the pasuk. These are drushes. So what do you mean that goes into the schacha ba'ikra? These dinim are derived separately. Sarachian, what's pshat in the rat? The approach would be, again, I'm not giving you a teret, but the way to think about it, at least, is somehow to say that you wouldn't be able to darshan, whatever the drasha might be, unless you know something about the nature of schach, and that's from the fact that schach ba'ikra. In other words, I couldn't make a drasha, tassel nas, unless I knew something specific about schach, about the chefs of schach. I don't know exactly what to explain it, just something about schach. Now you know you need an asiya, and then you can say tassel nas. Just the fact that it says tassel cho would not be enough. In terms of the chefs of the schach being one thing and not the other, it's only because the Torah related to schach. Because you can't, the makor ultimately is somewhere else. But b'tzir of this mention of schach, now I can make the drasha. But I don't know exactly what that should be. I mean, l'maisa the Aruch Lener asked the kasha on the Ran. He doesn't understand this teretz. He doesn't understand the Ran at all. He asked this very kash. Yeah. kasher leher masha schach tzarech liyos nidavar kasher dehayinu shum lom mechuber, and so on. Zah kol lo asi misukos de pashas emor. The shamein drasha lezeh lo mekodere e. Chagetz agus tase lecha migarnacha v'yikvecha. V'chein adrasha v'lo mena asli. Asli mikro zeh de tase v'lo mena asli. Can a kati lama tzarech kodere schacha. Doesn't understand Iran at all. What do you think?
These words, super, we're telling us that it's built and that's a part of the sukkah, part of the mitzvah sukkah. So maybe now we're seeing that you need a special schach. It's like, it's not just having a random covering. You need a schach that is a schach, a mitzvah that has specific requirements and specific.
And then already now, you can darshan. You're trying to say, well, they're trying to find that missing link.
Way. Like, the asbachag, like, who would say that would mean that you need the
okay. Are you trying to do what I'm trying to do? You're exactly. Trying to get it.
Yeah,
over.
I'm just trying to explain.
Yeah, okay. In other words, the Indian, let's just say in different words. In other words, the gufe just tells me that you have to put has to have a covering. Okay? Covering on top of poles, whatever. But who says it's a chalos shem schach? Who says that to say that they're dinim in schach, you have to say that the schach, in some ways, is a defining factor of the sukkah. To say there are details. In the schach, how you cover it, how it's made as a covering, that's only once I know that there's a chad l'gufe. The fact that, and not l'gufe, that there's a schach b'ikra, chad l'gufe is just that there's a metzias of schach there. But the metzias of schach means it's a covering. Okay, so now that wouldn't be enough to start darshaning how you make the cover. The cover's there. The mela happened in the mela, so, but the cover's there. It's made from this, it's made from that. The covering is there. Elamai, there's a pasuk chad l'guf, there's a chad schach b'ikra, not just the l'guf. That means it has its own identity. Now that you know that, now you can start using the drasha tasa and the other drasha. Otherwise, I wouldn't necessarily make anything of it. I mean, it's a dochik in some way, but that may be what the Ran means. The Aruch HaNer has another suggestion. He has another suggestion, and what it means, he wants to say, has to do with the halacha that this. The funnels have to be next to the schach. Okay, you have to know this is a ha'ara. Chayra, what would be the pshat? Again, the other shita of Rav Shimon is good. That's what Rashi says. Why is schach lo b'ikra? Because it goes into the lugufe. If I'm not mistaken, the Yad Raman Sanhedrin says different pshat in lugufe. What's the lugufe? Gufei says doesn't mean on the sukkah itself. It's on the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. Like this is the sukkah's teshuva shiva siyamim. It's a mitzvah yeshiva. We're not yet talking about the sukkah at all. About the chefs of the sukkah, the construct of the sukkah. Gufei means yeshiva sukkah. Oh, so now already schacha b'ikra because I haven't yet discussed the actual tzura of the sukkah. There's a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. What is a sukkah? I don't know. So schacha b'ikra. Now you have to know the other sheet. Rav Shimon says schach lo b'ikra. You have to see. I don't know if I have the Lashon in front of me. Yad Ramah. Oh, you do actually. Chad gufe. He says the itzrach l'shemina mitzvah yeshiva sasukah. It's not coming from minyan hadfanus. You have to know what would be Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon say once I know that I already know that there's schach as well. So called sukkah, because mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. So everybody, what? It's only mitzvah sukkah because it's a sukkah. Okay. Yeah, a little better. Yeah.
Where's the Ran getting the three defanos from?
Not the Ran, the Rukhachamim. The Rachamim. Three defanos.
The Ran's explanation of their
Rabbanan.
Where are the three defanos?
No, no. It's like this. If you're using. You have Yeshim Mikra, so you have the number 6 to work with.
Okay.
But Sukkos 3 times is 2 times 3 is 6. 1 is Lugufe, so now you have 4 to work with. Now says the Gemara, the question is, when you have 4, do you have to assign one number of the, one unit of the 4 to go on Schach? If you do, that's called Schach HaBayikra, then I'm left with 3. I'm left with 3, then comes the Halacha, and gives me the din of tefach on the third. Rav Shimon says, schacha lo b'ikra. Why? So explains Rashi, because I already know that from the Gugufet. So therefore, I have what to work with. I have four to work with. And the mele, if the halacha is stepping in, it's going to relate to the fourth dofen, not the third. So what's your question now?
So the Rav then asks, but we know
the Rav, how can it be from the
Gufa?
Not Tfanos. No. I know something. One or the other. You know, he asks the Zakash. He says, look, you have to, the Gufa has to be something. So whatever it is, one, you're playing with the numbers here, with the four. And you're saying that I need the four is going to have to go on Tzchach, and then three Tfanos are left. He says, why? If I have a Lugufe, so either one Dolphin or the Tzchach is already part of the Lugufe.
Why wouldn't it be both?
I don't know. It couldn't be. Maybe it's already a Sukkah with one.
But didn't he say,
No, he means one or the other. Tzchach, Tfanos, something. No, either this or this.
All right, so let's say it's just Tzchach.
So then I can't say Tzchach HaBayikra anymore. I've used up. I already know Tzchach from the
Lugufe. So he's splitting up. So the first Sukkah. Out of the four left, one of them is for the Tzchach and three for the Tfanos.
That's right, and that's the question. But why is that so? Why wouldn't I already be able to get one of those numbers from the one that's Lugufe?
But wasn't the Aruch HaNer bringing this round as a problem for the Maharam's answer of saying that the first Sukkos?
Yeah, but that was another issue. The Ran had another question about why you don't say that the Laguf, why don't you say the Tzchach HaBayikra takes two out of the number? Why only take one out of the number?
So wouldn't it make sense that the Ran would be a Kash Maharam if you were to say that you learned both, the Ran would be learning both Tfanos and Tzchach from Gufe, and then the Ran would be learning one Tassel Bo Manasari and two Tzchach Puzzle entirely from Sukkos, and then the other two are from the last Sukkos. And therefore, he's not splitting up, and the Ran's not splitting up, and you have the Sukkos. The Sukkos is entirely, the whole Sukkos is just for Tzchach, not for Tfanos and Tzchach, and that's, is that what he's bringing as a Kashan Maharam?
I'm not sure. I'm going to take a look at the Aruch HaNer. I'm not sure. I know the Aruch HaNer is bothered by the fact that, we asked on the Ran, those halachas are derived in separate Mekoros. But how it connects to the Maram, okay, we'll have to. But Maram is a separate point. Why do you say that's only one that gets used up for Tzchach, why not two? And the Ram says it his way, and the Ritva Chor says it a little differently. That the bottom line is that you only use one because it counts as a dolphin kilo or whatever. It's not the whole pasuk. It's just you take one number less. But L'chor, this idea of Tzchach HaBayikra that requires a hesper. So the Yad Ramah, as in Mahalach, it means because the Lugufe never spoke to the Tzchach, he only spoke to the Mitzvah Yeshiva. Yeah.
I was going to ask that sort of like what would Rav Shimon hold the Gufe is for?
I mean, if you, according to Rav Shimon, the Gufe already gives you Tzchach. Now, if that means, because Gufe means the Sukkah itself, then it's quite obvious. That's how Rashi learns it. But then the problem is the other side. Why the Chachamim hold the Vayikra? Why would you get that already from Gufe, the Tzchach? If you learn, on the other hand, for the Chachamim, that Gufe only meant the Yeshiva Sukkah, then why did Rav Shimon assume he knows Tzchach already? So you have to say Yeshiva Sukkah, but it means he knows already was Tzchach. This is the second suggestion in the Gemara. To Machlus. According to this Mahalach, everyone holds Yesh Eim L'Mikra. First approach was that the Machlokis is whether you're dealing with the number 6 to start with or number 4 to start with. Yesh Eim L'Mikra is Rav Shimon. Yesh Eim L'Masoris is the Chachamim. Now it's saying Yesh Eim L'Mikra even for the Chachamim, but they use up an additional one for Tzchach, Tzchach HaBayikra. Now the third suggestion. V'Yibay Yesh Eima. Now we're going to go the other direction. The Kula Yalma Yesh Eim L'Masoris. So now, really, who's good? Obviously, the Chachamim are good. Yesh Eim L'Masoris. So that means you're starting out with the number 4. But one is Gugufe, so you're really down to 3. The Chacham are good. What's the issue? Because now from the 3, the halacha takes away the third dolphin to make it a tefach. The halacha b'fugim marsavar kiasa hilchas aligareya. That's what we were thinking until now. Everybody holds, but that's now we're saying that's what the Chachamim say. Umasavar, that is Rav Shimon holds kiasa hilchas alahosif. So now what's changing is that Rav Shimon understands the halacha differently than Chachamim. What did the halacha Moshe Rabbeinu say about one of the walls of the sukkah? not legareh b'lo hosif. In other words, so we know from the drushes of the basukos, we know three. So now what happens with the halachas? If Shimon says it's coming to add that you need already a fourth wall, but that could be a tefach. It's coming to add. It's a different way to understand the halacha. The Chum say, no, the halacha was a gareya. That's the third approach. And what's the fourth? The Iba Yisema. The Kuli Alma Kiyasa Yilchasa Gareya. No, no. We're back to assuming everyone holds that the halacha came with gareya. And again, the Eshem Ramasores, which is again like we just said a minute ago. Aye, so now what's the machlokas in terms of Rav Shimon and Chachamim? Why would Rav Shimon, or why would Rav Shimon say I have three and a tefach? As follows: V'ha'cha b'dorshin tchilos kamiflugi. Whether we darshin the first mention, ma'asav b'dorshin tchilos. That is why we already have the right to bring a dofen even from the first one. We don't say it's gufei and it doesn't count. It does count. Dorshin tchilos. Ma'asav b'ein dorshin tchilos. And what we said initially, that Dalchad Gugufei, right, that would not necessarily be accepted by Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon would say that the numbers start counting even from the first one. And therefore, even though we're dealing with the number four, but you don't right away take one away, you don't take one away. Right? So therefore you have four, and therefore it's going to be three plus the Tefach. These are the four Mahalchim presented so far in the Machokis Tanoim. Noah.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier Shimon wasn't the Tanakh of Mishnah. Could it be that, let's say, according to Mahalach number three, right, it could easily be, or any of the Mahalach, it could be, let's say Mahalach number three is great.
Mishnah says three Tfanas.
So, okay.
It means three and a Tefach.
Okay, so what's better? To say it's two.
No, three, no. No, so Lechara, it's going to go, yeah, because Lechara, the Pshat is, okay, we'll have to see more about this, but Pashtus, see in a minute in the Rashi, Pashtus, the Halach of Shizabu Tefach means that the third Dauphin, right, it could be a tefach, but it's as if it would be stretched out. But either way, it's a third dofen. It's a third dofen. Okay, the halach, what, how does it work exactly? But the Mishnah says, kimut fanos.
You
say three and a tefach, it's not three, it's three and a tefach.
Okay, but if you learn the tefach, it's just like a tefach, it's not like a wall.
You're saying, according to this mahalach, you're adding a tefach, but the Mishnah is related to that. Ein kimut fanos.
Okay, so I have
it. You mean it's possible without the tefach, it's possible with three fanos minus a tefach and not the fourth one. The Mishnah's mashma that if it's three tfanos, it would be kasha. Engim tfanos is a problem. But now Shimon says three tfanos is also a problem. So Chara doesn't. I don't know, maybe it's Fasemes and weird, maybe someone wanted a taina, but I don't hear it so well. That the Mishnah argues on everything here. The Mishnah holds you need, there's no kilchai, there's no halacha fil tefach, three tfanos. Mashma, three tfanos shlemos. Chara, I don't understand. Halachically, it's three tfanos. The third tefach, the third dolphin can be different than the others. How it works, up the sea, is it ke'ilu with nimshach, not, but l'maisa, there are three tfanos.
So
two tfanos are kilchasan, but that gimut tfanos, not that the Mishnah disagrees with the premise of shuzha fil tefach. I wouldn't assume that.
Yes, it could be that, according to that way, within the Rabbanan, two plus one tefach, so one tefach is not a wall.
It's a dolphin. It's a dolphin of a tefach. We saw by Yumdin. We saw of Yaakov as Yumdin, right? One of the Mahachim of Yumdin. Why Yumdin is tefach? Because it corresponds to the smallest wall of a sukkah.
Yeah.
That means that one dolphin sukkah can be a tefach. But the Mishnah says, Engo gimut tfanos. Good. The pratim, that one of the tfanos can be different than the rest. But I don't think it can fit with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is going to say four tfanos. Again, one can be different than the rest. And that goes any of these four mahalchim that we have. Yeah.
So according to the fourth answer, so we're saying for Rabbi Shimon that everyone holds by Mesorah, so you have four, and just he holds that the fourth one is Megareya.
Right, but he darshins tchilo, so therefore for him you already have you have to be dealing with four, not with three. There's no dal chad gugufe.
But within the fourth mahalchim, I thought we're saying that he doesn't. We're not darshins tchilo.
No, the Chachamim are not Darshan Tchilos. Therefore, they have three, because one is Gugufei. That means in Darshan, the first mention is not going to count in the numbers, and therefore it's three, and then one is a Filo Tefach, so it's going to be...
Oh, sorry. So within Rav Shimon, who are not Darshan Tchilos?
Rav Shimon is Darshan Tchilos. For him, the number is four that you get. Yeshim Masoris. But now you don't take one and say it's gugufe. You darshan it ready for the number. Even the first one can goes toward the cheshbon.
That's called darshan chil or in darshan chil?
Darshan chil.
For Shimon?
for whoever can't write. Shimon is going to be the one that ends up with the number 4, means he's Dorish Tchilas.
Oh, fine. So, okay. So
Havel or Bug. We'll see the rationale.
Havel. So, if Erev Shimon was Dorish Tchilas, so how does he know Schach? I mean, he doesn't have a card that's Lugufe. So, didn't we only know, up until now, we've only known that you're. We only know Schach once.
Schach Alobai Krois. So, I mean, now we're going to have to add to this. The Gemara says.
All going for walls now. So, like, how do you know Schach?
Right. But even if it's that, Darshan Chilas is even if it's for Lugufe, but it's also used for the number. So it's Lugufe and it's for the number.
Oh, Darshan.
Darshan Chilas means it can, even if it's the first mention, it can also be used
for
the count.
Once you have
subsequent numbers, you can already say it's everything's after one. In other words, once you have a count, so then it doesn't start the second time. Once the Torah says, plus this, plus this, plus this, then you know that there's already one that's already coming before that.
So, sir, well, in terms of the first sukkah,
so it's obviously going to tell you the chepzah.
It's gufei and one.
So, yeah, I guess so. That's the best way to put it. That's right. So gufei means schach, so it's schach. It's also toward the cheshbon of kfanos. That's what comes up. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Give me the Rashi. And then we'll see the next part of the Gemara also connected, but let's see the Rashi so far. Again, so Rashi says, Shtaim Kilchasan means in this position, Mizrachis Vonis Kvin Gam, or Dromis Maravis, that's what Kilchasan means as well as Kilchasan Gishim Meshach Sukkah. Yesh Eim Lamasores means Kimash Kasav Moshe Umasar B'Sefer Torah Yisrael, Hi Ha'Eim V'Ha'Iker. Rashi is explaining the Lashon HaGemara. Yesh Eim Lamasores. What's the Lashon Eim? Rashi says this a few places when Emor mentions this. Eim means the mother, meaning the main thing. Right, so that the way that we that it was written in the Sefer Torah, as Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it and gave it over in the Torah Shebichtav, that is ha'aim v'ha'ikar. That's considered to be the fundamental. That's how that's given priority. That's given weight. It's carrying weight. Yes, that's the aim. That's where the nurturing thing is. That's where the main thing is. The lo k'moshe u'nikra. So we follow the masores. That's the aim, as opposed to the. To the mikra, which is not aim, that's not as important. Basukos teshvu, that's the first reference. Yeshu basukos, that's the second reference. And the last one, ki basukos oshavti, chad mole, one of the three is mole, train chaserin, two are chaser. Basukas, mashmachad, legufe. So when the Gemara says, dal chad legufe, so what does that mean? Rashi connects it to what we saw at the end. The ein darshan tchilos. Now, the gufei means you don't darshan the first mention. Pasuk hanema rishon eino lidrash elu mashmo us. In other words, ein darshan tchilos for Rashi means that it's l'mashmaus, it's not for drasha. That's so that you take one away, and then the machlokes is again yeshem mikvishim masoris. And then what do you have after that? So now comes hilchasa. Now that you have whatever number you have, so let's say for the Chachamim, you're going to have the number, what? Number 3 to work with. One is the Gufei. Comes the Hilchisa. What does it mean, Hilchisa? Says Rashi. Yehada min la'il. Halacha l'moshe misinai. Rashi makes a point here. This that we mentioned earlier on the Amud, halacha l'moshe misinai. What was one of the things that was halacha l'moshe misinai? So we saw Shiurin, and we saw Chatzitzin, and we saw what? Mechitzin. So that which we talked about before, about Mechitzin and Halacha Moshe Sinai, that was kolel this halacha too. The halacha of a dolphin sukkah being sufficing with a tefach. This is Lashon Rashi. Ha damin le'el Halacha Moshe Sinai, that's the top of the amud. So that, l'hochi nam yitmarei, helchisa l'mechitzos. L'migre'e l'shlishis dolphin sukkah, to take to diminish what would be the dolphin sukkah, the third one, l'miskele betefach. So this is a chidush in the Rashi. Again, if you don't read Rashi, you would not say this. Before, we saw earlier in the Gemara, there's Mechitza L'chomesh Misinai. Good. So the Gemara explains what's in that. That is either for the Mechitza Sasara, according to Shitas Rabbi Wat, who held that way. According to Rabbi Yehuda, good. As well as, even according to the Meir, the Gemara says, what does it come for? It comes for good and what? And Lavud and Dofen Akuma. Good. That's the halacha mechitza. Comes this Gemara. The Gemara says there's an Indian, there's a halacha that was given over binugea sukkah. And a halacha binugea sukkah that shkishes to be a tefach. It's such a halacha. Rashi puts this into the earlier Gemara. In other words, the idea of machitz and halacha Moshe Mitzrayim includes this inyan of sukkah. That the third wall, or if it should be the fourth wall, would be sufficing with a tefach. That's the halacha he was referring to. Why Rashi said this, unclear. Rashi, what brought Rashi to do this? Maybe it's a special halacha. Halacha Mitzrayim spoke to in the sukkah. Shlitzachil tefach. Rashi, for some reason, wanted to understand that because it's actual machitza after all, so the halacha we're discussing is going into that halacha mishmishine of machitza. That's no two ways about it. But then comes the har'ar of the Rashash that we spoke at already earlier. If so, so why did the Gemara say earlier that according to Rav Meir, what did halacha come for? You already know machitza sasar from the psukim, and for the Gemara, for what? Good and loved of an akumenu. Why do we have to do that? The Gemara could have mentioned sukkah itself. The shlish is afil tefach. Why do you have to go to speak to Nyanim that have to do with Shabbos? Love with Dov and Akuma is Sukkah. So here's another halacha that Sukkah dik. Namely, the halacha that the Shri Yisrael Tefach. Why is it left out in the Gemara? It's a Sukkah of Sukkah right here. Why mention the other things? So we noted at the time, what did Rashash answer? Others maybe also, Maris Chayes, I forget who. It's based on Rishonim already that say this idea. You see more about it in the sugya, it continues. But they point out that what's the idea of what? Of Shlish Tzafil Tefach, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is, not that it's Tefach is enough, it is enough. But Nulamdis, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that Rowin, Ki'ilu Nimshach al-Pnei Kula. So the idea is that the tefach of the third dofin is viewed as if it would extend all the way out the chol meshach hasukkah, as long as the other tefanos. That's the lumdis of how it works. No, if that's the pshat, then you can explain that this is in fact mentioned in the Gemara. Why? What did the Gemara say? Good. Good, Rashi says, means good asik, going up. It also can mean pitikriya, the sosim good achis. And another application of good is, good means to mishoch, to draw it out. You can draw the machitza up, you can draw it down, you can draw it, to pull it, to schlep it out, horizontally, al pnei kula. So if the yesod of shusagil tefach is al derach, what we saw Lashon and the Rosh that way, remember Yitzdeba, and we'll see in the Ramban, we'll see about that in Mochamos, if that's the idea, then this really does lie in the Gemara, in the words of the Gemara. We'll see the other implications of this yesod, to see if the test is yesod out, and see if it's muskam according to everybody. But certainly that would be one revach, one benefit from saying this, to answer Rashash's kasha. Again, this point, it's all according to Rashi. Rashi sets up that the hilchus is the halacha before. If I were to learn it's a new halacha, then the seder, then there's nothing new with the sugi before. But if you want to put into the halacha machitzin, then why the Gemara omit this halacha of Shisat Tefach, unless you assume that the yisod of this din is to bring it out and schlep it as if it would be nimshach, and then you have it already in good. Yaakov, Eita.
If we give this understanding of Shisat Tefach, and we have to go back to the question we had on Rashi, the Rashash asked on Rashi over there, that if this is part of good, then why did Rashi speak of good office or good office? If you're not,
why did Rashi say it? Okay. Okay. It's such a good answer. Why didn't Rashi say it before?
I'm about to see it.
He said it later.
Next time. Was the halacha Moshe Sinai and Chitzos for Shabbos also?
Absolutely.
So then shouldn't also you be able to say Shabbos and Tanach for Shabbos?
No, but you know, some of the aspects of the halacha spoke to Shabbos, not everything. The machitza spoke to wherever the it could be no ge'er machitza. There are other things also, I guess you could mention, if you have al tifos luba, what was the halacha? How much has to be enclosed? Sometimes it's no ge'er Shabbos, sometimes it's no ge'er sukkah. We're going to see later, are you sold in the Gemara? Migo da havi dofen with sukkah, dofen with Shabbos, we'll have to see. The Gemara says it could be that you can start extrapolating, but the halacha spoke to sukkah.
Is also part of that halacha?
Yeah. Apparently, that's what the Gemara says. Kachi agmi rachmana lemoshe. Al tifos ruba, or gedor ruba, the two shitas. Right, that's why the Gemara always speaks in those terms. We spoke about at the beginning of the Masechta, that parutz ke omeid, or do you need omeid mubala parutz, machokis amuroyin, the way the Gemara expresses the machokis is either Hachi Agmere Rachmana Lemosa Gedar Ruba. That means that Parutz Kelmit is no good. You need Gedar Ruba. Or Hachi Agmere Rachmana Lemosa Al Tifrot Ruba. What is the Machokas? Machokas is what went into the Halacha Moshe Misinah of Machitzin. So you see Machitzin related to that in Yen also. Yeah, so that wasn't spelled out either in the Gemara exactly. Okay. But Lamai said we're talking Sukkah here, so why did the Gemara say Kisiza Fil Tefach? That's why the Kasha is Dafka here. Okay, Vaiter and Rashi. Schacha lo baikra. Demi mashma'usa de gufe nafka. This is why we're going to say for Rav Shimon, right? The Chacham can say Schacha baikra, even though Yesh Eim Lemikra, but this is a second of the four approaches in the Gemara. But Schacha Baikra, and Hashem says, Lo Baikra. Why not? The Mashmu'usa de Gufe Nafka. It's going to come in Mela from the very Gufe, the Sukkah below Schacha, Lo Mikri. Again, that's what we discussed, and what would be the Peshat and the Chachamim. And then we have the third Mahalach that Rashi doesn't comment on, which is whether this we view it as really it's a Isham Masoris, and the question is whether the Halach came with Grue or rather Lahosif. And then the fourth Mahalach is whether Darshan Tchilos, the Drasha, Havilu Arba. This is one part of the sugya. Now the Gemara presents another Mahalach for Rav Shimon. After these four possibilities of the Machlokas, comes Rav Masna. Rav Masna Amar, back in the Gemara, Taimid Rav Shimon Mehacha. He presents another, what seems to be a Drasha, but this Drasha is not from Chumash. This Drasha is from Divrei Kabbalah, Pasuk in Yeshayah. From the following Pasuk, V'sukkah, Tia Litzel Yomam Mechorev, Ulamachse Ulamiskar Mizerim Mata. Talking about Lasid Lavo, and it says that the Sukkah will be Litzel Yomam Mechorev, Ulamachse Ulamiskar. It's going to be a protection, Mizerim from storms, from rain. So, exactly what's the Peshat? Where does this speak to the Inyan of Rav Shimon saying three walls plus a Tefach? What's Peshat here? Zok Rashi. Now, yeah, let's just read the words of Machse Mister Ubelo Arba Machitzos Rav Machse Mizerem Hu Shaharuach Meshivis Hazerem Derech Dofen Apolos. Rashi says, you have to know, Becha, is this a drasha from the Kabbalah? Not clear in the Gemara. We can darshan from Navi? What is this exactly? Aruch Ner suggests that it's not that it's an independent drasha. It's a giloy on how to darshan what we had earlier in the basukos. You know, it's all different ways we can go, different approaches we mentioned earlier, what to do with the basukos, what number to come up with. So well, he says that it's not that the drasha is its own drasha, it really goes back to the earlier part of the sugya, and it dictates how to understand, he says it in the basukos, you could say it in terms of whether to say that the halacha was lahosif or gareya, maybe also, whatever approach you want to mention earlier, this is just a giloy on that. Okay, be that as it may, what exactly is the drasha here? Below arba mechitzos is Rashi. Without four mechitzos, it's not a protection from storm. Why? Because if you have one side which is completely without a dofen, then, of course, the wind is going to bring the storm in through the fourth open area. So it must be that there have to be four walls. Because of this pasuk, again, whether it's its own drasha or it's a giloy on how to darshan before, but what is exactly is it? Because, according to Rashi, because the Pasuk describes Sukkah as being a shield from storm, so it has to be four walls. No, what's the obvious kasher of both sides? Oh, it's there, but how do you solve the problem? If you're telling me that the Revis is a field Tefach, so opposite the Tefach, you have a Machso Mistor, but the rest of the whole of that whole fourth side is completely open. So, Vaita, what have you accomplished? What does this mean? What does this mean? So, Kinirah, the Peshat would be as follows. Rav Shimon doesn't mean to say that there's a halacha that we learn out from here that Sukkah b'poel has to shield and protect from the storm. It's not what he's saying. The limud, again, however you translate it afterwards back into the psukim, but what is the limud? That the Sukkah has to have how many walls? Walls that have that fit this profile of what? Of being machso mister. Walls that have the capacity of being buffer from the storm. It's not a halacha, the pole, you have to make sure that doesn't get in, the storm doesn't get in. It means that you have to have how many tfanos? Tfanos that have the quality of machso mister. Right? That's the pshat. Now, let's understand. This is going to tie in to the lumdus from before. You have the three walls, right? Kol meshach hasukkah. Now you have the fourth wall. The fourth wall is how far, how wide? Tefach. Opposite that tefach, this wall is a machso mister, right? It's where it is. Where it is. What's the lumdus of the din of the wall that's a filled tefach? We just learned that from the earlier Rashi, from the Gemara before, that it's rowin ki'ilu nimshach. So this wall that has the definition, the profile, it fits the profile, that it's a machso mister, so this wall is seen as being all over. So that's the fun. So then I have to, it fits the pasuk. I, the Zerem, doesn't know about the lumdus. Doesn't matter. Zerem doesn't have to know. Doesn't matter if the storm comes in. It's not the issue. The issue is not whether the storm comes in or not. The issue is whether I have walls that, by definition of their quality, do I have a wall on the fourth side that is intrinsically, by its definition, a wall of a machse or mister mizerem mater? The answer is it is, because the wall that's considered to be nimshach over the fourth side is a wall that has it, because where it is, it's a wall that does, that's a buffer where it is. If that wall is nimshach, then the wall that's nimshach is a wall of a zerem, that's a mister, a machse or mister. It's a subtle point, but that would be the pshat. Not that I have to have it as a machso mister, I just have to have a wall that's a machso mister. That wall, which is nimshach, is giving me that. I have a wall that's a mister because it's nimshach, of course. Yeah. What do you think, Rafi?
Simple level?
Yeah.
You could also just do that when you have three and then a fourth, you have a spot in the circle you're protecting all four sides. I mean, when you have that tab, you're in that corner.
Yeah.
If in that corner, you're going to be,
yeah, but why would you say it's sufficient to have it in one corner of the fourth side?
Now your sukkah at least has the ability in some regard to protect you from a storm.
That's not true. It comes just like Rashi says, it was completely parrots, it would come in. So it's parrots all the way after the tefach ends. It's parrots. It just like if it would be open completely, so here it's open and the rest. We're saying it's a defining quality, characteristic of the wall. And that wall has a defining characteristic because of what it is where it, in its own spot, and since that's nimshach, so the walls have that quality of being a machso mister. This is how Rashi understood the drash of a master. Yeah?
Can you just say that it's not necessarily nimshach, but you just need to stick out four walls and that tefach is considered one? Like, as in, again,
you're profile, saying over the graphic, but I don't think that's sufficient. The mice, if you're not going to draw the wall out, then the wall on the fourth side is not a wall of a machso mister. It's not a wall of a buffer. If you're drawing the tefach out, and then the tefach where it is has that quality, and that wall is viewed as extending, then I have a wall of machso mister. And that's all Shimon is learning from the pasuk, that you have to have fanos that are by their nature. So if the wall of the tefach is nimshach, then the wall on the fourth side is a dofen that is a machso mister. But without that, otherwise, Lamai said it's not the fourth side. It's not. There's no. It's open.
You're saying it's a little difficult. We said it before. Yeah. We haven't said it as like rules in the Gemara, but we said before that like to explain other mafarshim, like the opposite of this, that we're not going to say aluchim or shizina to couch or something if like, it has a primary issue in the first place, like the prusha, shizivah, rubim, tam, and what was in the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. That you won't see. Yeah, I know you're talking that. Yeah. That it breaks the sun does know about love,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, this is a little bit different. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, each case has to be analyzed in its own way. Yeah, yeah. How is valid? Yeah. Avram.
We're doing this puzzle verse. Let's say four for walls, and then what was receiving coming back down that fourth down to the temple, right? Even Rav Asser is using this as the four, and then the what was receiving.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Can't just be that it really means four walls, and then
Lachmash comes in. Yeah, but Lachmash, it all comes together. It's not like two stages here. So at the end of the day, you're left with the three walls and a tefach. So how does that square with the pasuk?
Like, meaning, if you have the psukim, if you're not using this, let's
you're saying that this drasha is going before the halacha. But I don't think you can make it sequential.
So how does it work?
It all has to be Barn Kiecha. In other words, at the end of the day, is it two and a tefach or three and a tefach? And he says, it's three and a tefach because of this pasuk. That means that the total package of three and a tefach has to conform to the pasuk. I hear what you're trying to do, but I don't think it's going to help you. Tosis has a different pshat here, b'chaun of mas. Now, even though it's out of order, it's kedai, because it will help us also with the other tosis a little bit. Let's do the tosis on the bottom first, the last one. B'sukatiyo itzel, the Yushalmi Amrina. Tosis brings a Yushalmi, and Kenireh, he wants to learn pshat in Rav Masna, al derech the Yushalmi. Taimed Rav Shimon min hada karye, from the following pasuk. B'sukatiyo itzel yoma mechorev harei achas. Don't get misled here. What it means is, the achas here means what? The schach. Excellent. Hare achas, you see. L'machso mistar hare shnayim. That means tutfanos. Tell me our magia here, the rashash, other. But you'll see in the rach, you'll see it as well that way. But they all bring the Yushalmi that way. So now you have machso mistar is two walls. Mizermin matas shnayim. That's four walls. That's of Shimon. Rabbanan Amri, Mizerim Matar is considered like one. So you only have three. You look in the Rach, you'll see the very last line of the Rach onto the next page. He quotes the Rashi Yushalmi. Zaya Kabbalah B'Yadein of Matzim Fush B'Tamid Eretz Yisrael. Rabban de Kisri Shamin Tamayad Rabbanan B'Tamid Rav Shimon. Ne'adokra. The last line in the Rach. Sukkotil Etzel Yom Mechorev Amakso Mistah Harei Achas L'Mala Kischacha. So it's clear that the Mechorev is going on one. Now comes L'machzel Mistar Rebeis Litfanos Mizermi Matar is a machlokas. Rabban Amri, that counts as one. Shimon says it counts as two. So what do we have in Tosfos? A new pshat in the Gemara in Rav Masna, whereas according to Rashi, the pshat was that the tochen, the basic message of the pasuk is conveying the idea that you have to have four walls because only four walls can serve as the proper buffer to conform to this profile that's created in the pasuk. The description of what a sukkah is. According to Tosfos, based on the Yerushalmi, it's a numbers game. Just like we were counting before, basukas, basukas. What are we doing? We're counting the phrases of the pasuk. So you have, Etzel Yom Mechorev is one, that's the schach. And now the shaila is, what do you do next? Machsa Mister gives you two. Mzer Mutter, is it one or is it two? If you have two, then you're going to have three plus a tefach. If you see Zer Mutter is one, then you have three to work with, it's two plus a tefach. Something interesting here. Hang on, slow. Take a look for a second on Dav Zayin Amid Beis. Maybe I gave this to you, I think. A Rashi there. Did I give it to you? I think I did. Look at a Rashi on Dav Zayin Amid Beis, yeah. That's the famous Gemara that we've referenced already numerous times. Abaye lines up, we'll see it comes up in Tosis also, this Gemara. Abaye lines up eight Tanoim who are defined as being in a Shita, of the same camp regarding that what? That sukkah is diras wa, diras keva, not diras abai. And it goes on to quote different shitas from the Negei Sukkah of Tanayim. Each of them reflects that position of sukkah diras keva. In the list is mentioned Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says the sukkah is four walls, not three. Three walls plus a tefach. Right, he says, Rabbi, Rav Yoshia, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, the fourth in the list, Rav Gamliel, that's going to be in the Gerin Tosfos, Ubit Shammai, six, Rav Elezer, V'Acherim, all these eight Tanoim, all hold Sukkah Diras Kevah Ve'inan. Then he goes one by one. What's the Rav Shimon? So he says, Rav Shimon, Desanya, and he quotes the Braisa here, Beis Kilchasan, V'Gimel Filu Tefach. Rav Shimon, Omer, Gimel Kilchasan, V'Dal Afilu Tefach. So if Shimon's Shita, that three walls plus a tefach, that indicates what? That indicates Sukkah Diras Kvar Be'in. If I just had the Gemara, what would I say? The fact that he requires four walls, that suggests more Kvar, Chamzi, two walls and a tefach, that's more Aridic. Comes Rashi and says something more. In Rashi, take a look at the Rashi. Rashi explains, Shosh Kilchasan, right? Uparshin and Taima Lamala. And we explained before the reason is Rav Masna, Lamachsa, Lamister Mizera. Davar Pelet, what's Pshat in Rashi? Chaira, why does Rashi have to give us the reason of Rav Masna? The Gemara says that you medayik from Rav Shimon, Abayis medayik from Rav Shimon, that Sukkah diras kva ve'inan. Because he owns, you need three walls and a tefach. Rashi tells you, Shosh Kilchasan, based on the reason of Rav Machsa. And what about before that? What about if we go with the reasons that we had just before this? Because Yesh Eim Lemikra, or because Schachalo Baikra, or because Darshan Tchilos, or because the Halacha is Lahosif. Four different approaches. And Rashi Dafka sets us straight. He says, when Abaya links from Shimon to Diras Kva, it's based on the drasha of Rav Machsa. L'chur, what do you see in Rashi? Rav Masna's drasha is the only way to understand why Abaya links him to Diras Kva. The fact that you might require four walls for whatever the other reasons are, that doesn't prove, according to Rashi, that you hold Diras Kva. It could be a Diras Arai, but the Diras Arai happens to require four walls. No, nothing about the requirement of four walls by itself would indicate to us that Sukkah is Diras Kva more than Diras Arai. If it was just about the numbers that we darish and how to darish in the words of Mesukos and the numbers, how you end up, it could still be Diras Arai. The only way that we can pin Rav Shimon down to Diras Kva is because of this drasha of Masna that learns out four walls, because the sukkah has to be such a sukkah that has the qualities in its walls that are a buffer, Mizrami Mata, that shows Kviyos. So Rashi Lishitaso, who understood Rav Masna this way, had to understand that Abaya was learning Pshen Rav Shimon like Rav Masna in Argamar. Kinir'eh, Tosus would not hold this way. For Tosfos, the issue in the Gemara later is simply about numbers. If you require four walls, that shows kvius. And therefore, it's not shaykh to Rav Masna more than anybody else. But Rashi, the way he explained Rav Masna, you see why Rashi needed to put that into Abaya as well. Something interesting. Questions? Yeah.
Let's see, Rashi, how would he explain the Chacham?
That would be a machokes. The Chacham would say, Diresh HaRashi.
Yeah, he just doesn't use the pasuk.
They don't dash in the pasuk. They don't dash in the pasuk, whatever reason.
There we go, it's too close then.
They don't dash in the pasuk, so whatever it is, it is. They don't dash in the pasuk in Yeshaya.
According to Rashi, he's understanding the pasuk. What do you do about the issue that Tosfos brings on Bezim and at the end?
Ah, oh, interesting thing. Good you mentioned this. This pasuk, yeah. Let's talk about this. This pasuk was quoted before. What's the first time we found this pasuk quoted? By Rav Zeira, Beis Amin Aleph. Rav Zeira had a svara of why Simcha Baal Michaf is pasul, because this pasuk that you have to have a feeling of being B'tzel Sukkah, not B'tzel Tfanos, from this pasuk Sukkah Tila B'tzel Yoma. So first of all, it's damn interesting, because according to Rav Zeira, the pasuk was referring to Tfanos or to Tzchach? Tzchach. And here, the Das of Shimon, Rav Masna is darshing the same pasuk as referencing the Tfanos. According to Rashi. What? According to Tosus, it's just about a number. Yeah, according to Tosus, Tosus Tfanos, yes, but the number.
Yeah.
So that, right. According to Tosus, it's all covered, right. The first word is Tzchach, and then you get the Tfanos. Good, so I don't have a problem. Exactly. But according to Rashi, the whole tochen of the pasuk, until the end of the pasuk, it's all describing the nature of Tfanos. That doesn't seem to square with Zera. It's not Mahara to notice that Zera, using the drasha, again, his pshat in the Mishnah, is the dash in this pasuk about the schach. Sel Tfanos is not going to help you. You need sel schach. And here, according to the drasha of Shimon, it's about the nature of Tfanos. It's not interesting. I mentioned Zera, just noting that point as well. Now what Ari's bringing up is what Tosfos discusses at the end of the Tosfos on the Meral, Beis Amin Aleph, that he says Schach has to be a Rai. But Harai says, what would you say according to Rav Zera? Mehai tam anichal Rav Zera. That Zera dashes his pasuk of Sukkah Tiyah L'Tzel Yoma. That has to be Tzel of the Schach, not Tzel of Tfanos. But it says in the pasuk, Mizer Mimatar. So should we not require that the sukkah shield you from Gshamim? And yet, Tosfos says that was the point. Tfanos can be Keva. What cannot be Keva? What cannot become Keva? Sukkah. The Schach. Schach is Kishma. Schach has, by the definition of sukkah we explain, is Diras Arai in terms of its Chefza. You can have a Diras Keva component. But the Schach has to be Arai. And therefore, Mishnah V'in Schach Arai, and therefore you can't assume that it would mean that it has to be Mamish Mizerim Matar, that has to actually protect you. And you can't have the rain come in. Yeah, so that's what Tosu says before. And here you have in Rashi that the very same pasuk is coming to tell me that the funnels have to have the characteristic of being Tzala from Zerim and Matar. What do you make of that? Yeah, Nachum.
Wouldn't it be just too crazy to say simply that when it's talking about the Tzel Yom on the Sukkah and Tzel, right, Tzel, and there are also other things in Tzel that they're packed against the Sukkah, the idea of Sukkah is it includes both Tzach and the Fanos, meaning there
you mean, you're asking my first Tzel or my second
Tzel? I'm just asking, I'm dealing with Rashi. See, how are we dealing, how are we going to deal with Rashi, and that it seems like it's dealing with both Tzach and the Fanos,
the first Tzel, yeah,
the first Tzel, how are we going to deal with it to the extent of the steals of both and the funnels, but why is it, why can't it, I mean, why is that problematic? Is what I'm asking, why is the problem really a problem to begin with?
Well, Zera says that what matters is Tzel Schach, and Tzel Tfanos is not going to help you. You have to have Tzel Schach. Why not say the whole pasuk is about Tfanos? Just like Rav Shimon's drasha doesn't speak to the Schach, it speaks to the Tfanos. So maybe to the contrary, the same way Rav Shimon darshins it on Tfanos, according to Rav Masna, so maybe a hefach, let it be more than 20 amos high, and the Tzel will come from Tfanos, and what's the problem? The pasuk could speak about Tfanos. Why are you assuming it's going on the Tzel of the Schach? So let it be more than 20, and the Tzel comes from Tfanos. Let it come from either one. It comes from Schach, good. It comes from Tfanos, it could be good. Like, why assume it has to be that if you're in a place where you're getting only Tzel Tfanos, it's a problem? But Harai, the pasuk speaks to the Tfanos. That's what Shimon says. So what's what Zera saying, Pshat in the Mishnah, that it has to be Tzel of the Schach? That would be the question. Yeah, Shmuel.
We say easily that Pshat and Rashi go by what the Zera Maskel is. So good deal of sale on the Zera Maskel, what is sale, and then both of these, you have the Maskel Maskel, and that's what the fun is.
You mean the part one of the pasuk is say, just like Tosus Drasha.
Yeah.
The first part of pasuk is going to be about the schach, and then the rest of the pasuk will be about the tfanas.
It doesn't answer why.
I mean, look, the easy answer is that Rav Zera and Rav Masna don't have to be on the same page. They're not on the same page, right? Rav Zera is going pshat in the Mishnah, one pshat in the Mishnah, Umal Miasrin, and this is Rav Masna is going pshat in Rav Shimon by tfanas or sukkah. Who says that everyone has to dash in the pasuk the same way? You don't have to make Rav Zera square with Rav Masna and Rav Shimon. I mean, that's the simple answer. You don't have to make it shtim. But it's something to note, that each one is focusing on a different part of the sukkah, in the same pasuk. Yeah?
Why can't you say that, like,
what are you going to say?
Rav Zera is only about to say, like, why can't
you that's
say
what you're that? Saying now, that maybe Rav Zera is learning so only on the first part of the pasuk. I hear.
Which is interesting, why he starts to
do that.
But then the rest of the pasuk is Tfanos. I mean, look, the Chacham didn't dash in that pasuk. So anyway, you look at it, they don't see anything in the rest of the pasuk about Tfanos. The same way they respond to Rav Zera. Okay, and that could be why the Chacham don't dash in this way. Could be. The same way we said to Rav Zera, we don't accept Rav Zera because of Musa Mashiach. That could be very good. You think, so the Chacham don't dash in like Rav Shimon because they say Musa Mashiach. Yeah. Let's begin the Tosus in before, okay? The Ishim or Mikra Inyan. To go through it, I mean, you know, we're not going to dwell on it as much, but just push up Pshat just attached to the Inyan for itself. I mean, it's a topic. It's Shas, Yeshim, or Mikra, Yeshim, or Masoris. But it's Tosus in many places, as the Mitzayin here at the end. Tosus in Sanhedrin, Tosus in Zvachim, Tosus in Nida, Tosus in Sachin. Okay. Okay, we're doing Tosus in Sukkah. Okay. Yeah.
Third year in a row we went to
Sukkah. That we had the Sukkah? Why? We had in Kedushin? We had it in Kedushin? We had it. Like, we didn't get the Sukkah there on Yitzchess. Oh, in the beginning?
I thought we were interested.
Maybe we did. Okay. I mean, we definitely came across in Sanhedrin, for sure. Yeah. Rav Shimon Savar Yeshem Wamikra. So this is suggestion number one. Right? The Gemara is explaining. Rav Shimon says, three walls and a tefach, because he holds Yeshem Wamikra. The Chachamim, on the other hand, Yeshem Wamasoes. So Rav Shimon says six. One is a gufei, you're left with four, and then it's three plus a tefach. Tosin explains the framework of this machokas is as follows. It's not like to say Yeshem Mikra dismisses Masoris. Obviously, everything is nitan lidarish. Kulu modu the dashin and mikra umasoris. Everyone agrees that there's a basis to dash in mikra, because that's misinai, how to read it. And it's a basis of dashin masoris, how it's written. It's also legitimate. The lo achinam nichtav kein. I mean, obviously, if it's written a certain way, that's masoris. There's something to look at and to try to derive something from. So, what exactly? Where does the machokas play itself out? El of the milsi, the milsa, the mikcheshi adadi pligi. When you have something, a situation where they're contradicting, the mikra and the masoris are at odds with each other. And now, what gets precedence? Do you? What is it that you're going to darshan and ignore the other? If you have to take a choice between them, which is it that you would follow? The masav a mikra ikr, again, the Russian aim is ikr, masav mikra ikr, and the other one would say masoris. And Tosafos has example. Kida askechan Rabbi Akiva Brei Sanhedrin. He's going to bring rayas now to this idea that you can find a Tana that on one hand darshan's Mikra, and yet who dashes Masoris? The answer is because where he dashes Masoris, it wasn't a situation of a stira between the Mikra and the Masoris. So here's his raya. Raya number one. Rabbi Akiva and Sanhedrin Davdalid, the Saviyashim were Mikra. Gemara says, Benogea, Revius Damina Mace, that's Mitame. Revius Damina Mace is our Konafshus Mace Lo Yavo. The Mikra is Nafshos, plural. And the Masoris is Nafshas, Ksiv, which would mean Revius from one Mace. Let's say you have Revius Dam from Shnei Mesin. So if you darshan in LeMikra, then you'd have this halacha that Rabbi Akiva derives, that even Revius from Shnei Mesin is also Mitame. But that's one of the situations where there's a stira, because Nafshas would mean Dafka from one Mesin, and Nafshos would mean from two. So he darshans on the one of Yeshim LeMikra, he darshans the Mikra of Nafshos. And yet, Uperikosha, in Tzach and second Perek, Abilechem Oni, the Darish Mikra Umasores. Akiva Darshan's multiple drushes from Lechem Oni, both the Mikra and Masores. Lechem Oni, the Lechem Oni can be Lechem Oni, has to be bread that's not Matzah Shira, Lechem Shenechel Ba'aninus, Lechem Shonuab Dvarim Harbe, that be based on the Mikra, Onim Lav Dvarim Harbe, that you say over Hallel on it. And lachem oni, lachem oni. That it's not matzah shira. That's going to be the masoras. So you have multiple drushes. The answer is you don't contradict. It's all good. There's what the darshan from the mikra onim l'dvarim harbe. There's what the darshan from the masoras oni, not at matzah shira v'chuli. That's not a problem. The kibbutz can hold yeshem with mikra when there's a contradiction, but he can darshan both when there's what the darshan from both. That's one example of Rabbi Akiva doing that. Perkul of Agazo as well, Tanan, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kishem Shalul of Echad Vesvog Echad, so too Hadas and Arava would be only one each. So Gemara says, how do I know it's Lul of Echad? Dashina Bigamara, Lul of Echad, Milsiv, Kapas Chasavav. Kapos Tamarim, Kapas Chasavav. Kapos is written without a Vav, so he dashes it. Because even though he owes Yishim a Mikra, he can dash him a Sor, it's Lul al Chinam Nichtav. Here already, it's not Pashuk. The Mashal raises an obvious question. L'chora kapos, chapas is really a case where they're sosa each other, right? Because kapos mole would mean more than one. So why would he go after the masoris? L'chora is mikshi adadi. Sarachiyon, the Mashal raises the question. How come Tosus feels that would be good? You have to know. Okay, so ha'ara. But the basic idea is good, it's clear, that even if you're Yishim a Mikra, there's what to darshan from Masoris. That's Rabbi Akiva. Tosafos says a similar thing you find with Rav Shimon. Bechein Rav Shimon, the Savar Hacha, Yishim LeMikra. This is what the Gemara is saying now for Rav Shimon's Shita. Or Perakamet the Kiddushin, we find on Yuches and Beis, Gabi Bevigdova, Darish Mikra Masoris. What's that about? That's the Halacha of Chayim Kurish, it's Bito L'Amma. So the halacha is, I'm nachri lo yimsho lemach v'vigdova. A person has the right to sell his young daughter below bat mitzvah as a shifcha. The shaila is, at what point does he lose his right to sell her again? If he sold her once, so there's what's called to be mocher al shifchus achas shifchus. Remember, it was once he sold her once, he can't sell her again. And then there's shifchus achar ishus. Let's say there'll be yud. That's usually what can happen. It can evolve into from a shifchus, it become an ishus. If he's miyayed her, the adon is miyayed her, and that's a form of kiddushin. And then let's say she'll get divorced, and she'll go. She's still a ketana. She'll go back to her father. Can he sell her again? So the different opinions in the Gemara, and Tosus is bringing here Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon darshins both drushes. There's two drushes to make from the Vigdol Va. says, now here already, the whole machlokas, which is mik, which is masoris, in the Tosfos here, Rashi and Tosfos. Let me keep it simple with Rashi. There's two ways to dash in Vigdova. One is, like it would say, bivagdo. Once he betrayed her, once he can't sell her again. So that means the etzem mechira is viewed as a begida to his daughter. They sold her off as a shivcha. That would be, therefore, the masoris, because it says bivigdo, but Yitashini Taitin says bivagdo. That's how Rashi learns it. You can't sell her with shifchus achar shifchus. The other way is to say with shifchus achar ishus, the vigdo milashin deged, meaning the inyan misuin is to piris taliso, to put the beged on her, it's like to take her as a wife. So once the vigdo vo, once he takes her as a wife, then no longer can the Adon, even if she reverts back to his Rishus, no longer can he sell her again. So the Braisa brings three shitas about this inyan. Bevigdo va, kimish apiris taliso leha shuva in rashay lemachra. That is one opinion. The way the Gira said that Rashi has is Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And Rashi says this must conform with the idea of Yesh Eim Mikra because Rabbi Akiva was in Sanhedrin. Rashi on top of Yuchas in the base, Rabbi Akiva was in Sanhedrin, the Yesh Eim Mikra. So this is what Tosus has to change the gears for here, because he wanted to learn the opposite, that the Piris Talisa is not going to be Yeshim Mikra, it's going to be Masoris. So let's go with Rashi again. For Rashi, Piris Taliso is the Vigda Lashon Beged. That must be the what? The Mikra. Right? The Vagda is the Masoris. But the Mikra is, we read as the Vigdova. So Rashi learns that Rabbi Akiva saying this, that once there was Nisuin, once there was a marriage, then he can't sell her again. Says Rashi here in Sanhedrin, in Kiddushin, that must be the shita of Yesh Eim LeMikra. That means Piris Taliso equals Mikra. Okay. The next shita is of Elazar, Bevigdova, Kimisha Bogad Ba, Shuvein Rashay LeMochra. Once he betrayed her, and Rashi says that must mean that the taich of Begida, the Vigdo Milashin traitor, being a traitor, that must be with the idea of Yesh Eim LeMasores, and Rashi says, because that's Rav Elazar's Shita in Bechoros. Okay, that's the top Rashi in Kiddushin. Comes Rav Shimon and says, both. Rav Shimon says, he can't do either. Kishem, She'ein Adam Mocher Esbito L'Shifchus Achar Ishus, Kach Ein Adam Mocher Esbito L'Shifchus Achar Shifchus. So what does Tosfos want? Again, in Rabbi Akiva and Elazar, which, it's not our concern. I gave you Rashi, but Tosfos has it the reverse. But basically, to darshan both of those things, that what? The way we're saying it in Rashi, that shivchus achar shivchus, that's yesh eim what? La. Shivchus achar shivchus is betraying, that yesh eim la masores, and shivchus achar ishus is b'lash and beged, that's the mikra, the digdo, so that's yesh eim la mikra. Rav Shimon says you can't be sell her after either one. So even though Rav Shimon in our Gemara says Yesh Eim what? Says the Gemara Yesh Eim the Mikra, still there he dashes both. So what the answer is, they're not mutually exclusive. So therefore he can dash in both. That's to support those. One raya is from Rabbi Akiva, the dash is Lachem Oni, different rashes. And the other raya and Kapos, which we had a kasha on from the Masha, why is that called Lomit Chishi Adadi? And now we have Rav Shimon as well, who darshins here Yesh Eim la Mikra according to this who came to the Gemara. And yet in Kedushin, the Vigdova darish mikra umasos. New kasha fectosis. The Rabbi Akiva, the low darish hasam ela mikra lechud. Vamai lo darish tavayo kirav shimon kidamin gabi lechem oni. So Tos has a kasha. Because Rabbi Akiva darshins only mikra. This is apparently a derech rashi. Or again, can work it out if you change the gears. So either way, Rabbi Akiva is the mikra because he darshins nafsho. So the question is, which is which? Which is Mikra? So, okay, the Girsa that we have in Rashi is Piris Taliso is the Mikra. If you change the Girsa, it's going to be Rabbi Kiva said the other thing. But either way, Rabbi Kiva darshins Mikra, and he's not darshing the other one. Let him darshin the other way too, because it's not a stira. So how come only Rav Shimon darshins both drushes if you're free to darshin both? Darshin both. That's a kasha Tosis asks. The Od Ashkechan, Rabbi Akiva, the Savar, Yeshem LeMikra, we hold he holds here to mikra. Ul kaman b'samach machshir Rabbi Akiva sukkah b'rosh hasfina. On Daf Zayin on the days, Mar brings machlokes. Rabbi Gamliel says it's no good to have a sukkah b'rosh hasfina. Rabbi Akiva says it's kosher. So the Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel holds that sukkah diras kvabi'in, and therefore on agala it's not called a kvius. Therefore it's pasul. Rabbi Akiva says it's kasher. What would that mean? Rabbi Akiva holds that he must hold. If he holds his kasher, it's kasher on the agala. He holds diras arai. Says Tosus Zohar doesn't square with our Gemara. Umuchach Shmeitza. That's the sugya. So you see, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like the shita of Gimel Kilchasan, which is Rav Shimon the Chataimu. Could I mean about Hushmaita the Rav Shimon the Gamliel the Poged Rabbi Akiva, or those who argue shavin the sukkah the Diras Kvar Beinan, and came to Rabbi Kiva Yeshima Masoris. Then Tosis is docha this raya. This raya of Tosis, I want you to think about this for tomorrow. It's very late. This raya of Tosis from the Gemara Zayin on the days, kinir'eh is only going to work according to Shitas HaTosis in the drasha of later, of Mamasna, that the raya from Rav Shimon is with numbers. L'chore, according to Rashi, the way we learned up in the Rashi, the Duke and the Rashi, this kasha, l'chore, would not be a kasha. Figure it out for yourselves and we'll see if we can come together and put the pieces together. L'chore in Cheshbon, it should be with the Tosis and the Shitasim.